Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gordy Windhorn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Windhorn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Windhorn. Santo reaches second base with a double. Altman moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Altman scores. Santo moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Windhorn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Hodges moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Windhorn is 0 for 1 in the game. Windhorn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Windhorn reaches second base with a double. Hodges scores. Spencer scores. Howard goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Windhorn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Windhorn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Neal moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Windhorn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Windhorn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Windhorn reaches second base with a double. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry takes first base on 4. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Windhorn moves to third. Sherry moves to second. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Bob will pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Ron Fairley now playing right field. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Will hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Jerry Kindle now playing shortstop. Mo Thacker now catching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Willie Davis now playing center field. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fairley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sherry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Zimmer covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Heist pinch runs for Ernie Banks. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Heist moves to second. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ed Bausch pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Heist moves to third. Santo moves to second. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bausch strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kindle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.